There used to be a debate about how to pronounce SQL. Did you spell it out like that, SQL, or did you call it SQL? I even heard a few people call it SQL. Voice over IP is in a similar situation. Some call it VoIP, others spell it out. But however you call it, VoIP is making huge strides into businesses as it replaces traditional telephone systems. The idea is you're paying for a fast connection already. Why not leverage that and use it for your phones too? Voice over IP offers many advantages. More features, mobility, expandability, not to mention 30 to 45% cost savings. But there are also concerns that a business should look into. Those regarding reliability, 911 service, quality, all of that. Today we'll get the basics on voice over internet protocol. We'll call it VoIP 101. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Today we're speaking with Michael Gray of Ohio.net. Michael, a lot of people might know Ohio.net as BrightNet. What's the story with the two names?
We acquired an ISP in Columbus about 2 years ago known as OhioNet and rebranded to that, so we're still the same company.
Now today we're going to get an introduction to Voice over IP or VoIP. Now, first of all, I guess the question is, how do you pronounce it? Is it VoIP or Voice over IP or VoIP? Or?
It's all the same.
So there's not like one cool name that the insiders use?
No, generally VoIP is the insider name, but it's all the same.
All right. What's the 101, VoIP 101 definition of VoIP?
Voice over IP is utilizing your internet to make your telephone calls instead of using a traditional plain old telephone system line. So it's giving the customers the capability of not being stuck in one particular area to be able to have calling capabilities in very large areas.
Is that the primary benefit so that you can have this, what is it, mobility, or what does VoIP bring to the party for a business person?
VoIP is far more feature rich. There is a cost savings factor involved. It can on average be anywhere between 30 to 45% less than what they're paying right now. It also allows for them to have unlimited expandability, far more mobility, and make a much more positive impact into their environment.
I think one of the things that a business person or even a consumer is worried about with VoIP is they are so sure that when they pick up a telephone, they're going to hear a dial tone. And a lot of people have had problems with their computers crashing and all. Does VoIP solution have the reliability that a business would expect from its phone service?
It can. It's truly dependent on their internet connection. So if they're running this over a T1, there is a service level agreement involved, and yes, it can provide a quality of service. If they're running this over a DSL solution, it's just a matter of making sure they have some form of redundancy as a backup, maybe a second internet connection, plugging in like a cable connection to allow for two different networks to be there to give them that backup. But it's hosted, which means they don't have to worry about the back end not working. It's still up and operating, even if they should lose power or their internet connection.
Now, many of our listeners have probably heard of or even tried something called Skype. What does OhioNet solution bring, or a typical VoIP solution bring, over some service like Skype?
Okay, to be frank, I'm not a big fan of Skype due to its shareware policies in its agreement. So Skype is a soft phone. OhioNet, yes, does offer a soft phone technology as well. The difference is it's not a shareware. It's a truly dedicated service to our back end. So there's a lot of benefits to it. Skype is a really neat solution, but overall I'm not a big fan of it due to its open back door policy.
Using good regular business class VoIP hardware, will someone on the other end of a line be able to know that we're using VoIP instead of traditional phone? Is the quality there?
The quality is there. Someone on the other end wouldn't even know. It would sound just like they're making a telephone call. They may actually notice that there's a little bit more call clarity. Voice may sound a little bit more crisp and clear than what they're used to on an analog phone.
Are there still any issues with 911 in VoIP?
A lot of VoIP providers are not registering phone numbers with 911 due to the expense of that registration. This is what makes us stand out. All of our customers are registered with E911. It's a registration that regardless of where that phone goes, they can always register that phone to the location that they're going to be at. So if they're going to travel to another city, for a business trip, they can register that phone with that city just by simply picking up the phone and calling us and making a quick phone call.
Okay, and what does OhioNet in particular, you know, you have your EasyOn service. Tell us a little about that.
EasyOn is essentially just, hey, this is easy telephone service. It's not complicated, very simple, flat rate pricing, and it's very easy for the customer to use. That's the reason why EasyOn.
All right, and one other question. We're here at the Cozy Business Show today, and we're in your booth, and there's a bunch of cows. There's cows on the display, and there's cows you're handing out. What's the deal with the cows?
We're putting traditional phone service out to pasture.
All right.
That was the genius tagline from our sales and marketing director. So, yes, the cows kind of go out to pasture.
All right, Great Lakes Geek listeners, if you're the first three people to email in commenting on this podcast, we will send you one of these cows. So today we've been speaking with Michael Gray of Ohio.net. Check into them for all your voice over IP questions and needs. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.